The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Noah Webster, the father of America's original education system, wrote to young people in his U.S. history book these words: "When you become entitled to exercise the right of voting for public officers, let it be impressed on your mind that God commands you to choose for rulers just men who will rule in the fear of God, as the Bible says. The preservation of the government of a republic, he says, depends on the faithful discharge of this duty. If the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the rights of the citizens will be violated or disregarded." Webster continues, "If the government of a republic fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands and elect bad men to make and administer the laws." The school teacher who made America great taught us to look at a person's character before we give him our vote. And how are we to know what a person's character is really like? Noah Webster revealed that when he warned us not to neglect, quote, the divine commands. In other words, compare their actions to those the Bible commands us to have. It's the same thing Jesus said when he taught, "You will know them by their fruits." Does a person's actions show that they view things the way God views them? While I'm not speaking for any organization, my personal opinion is that neither Obama or McCain believe that the Bible is true. Obama has made derogatory remarks about the writings of the Apostle Paul. McCain has refused to meet with Billy Graham, with whom all presidents since Harry Truman have wanted to meet. The fact he would snub the most respected preacher in America tells us of his lack of respect for those who believe the Bible is true. In my opinion, neither of the candidates for the major political parties are worthy of the vote of one American citizen. Many of you have asked me, who can we vote for? While I'm not endorsing a particular candidate on this program, I don't mind reporting to you that I intend to vote for a third-party candidate. You vote for whomever you choose. Some have suggested I'll just be throwing away my vote if I don't vote for one of the two major candidates. That's because they're looking at this from the wrong perspective. They're thinking that the most important thing about an election is winning. While that is one of the goals, it's not the most important goal. The most important thing is that we vote for the candidate who stands for biblical values, because first and foremost, we are giving our, quote, solemn vow to God, which is what the word vote means. If we stand with Jesus Christ now, we'll be able to stand before Him later at the judgment seat. If we stand against Him now, we will fall before Him later in shame because we denied Him and His Word. And He says in Mark 8:38, "Whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." So whether my analysis of the two major candidates is right or wrong, the real issue is still the same. Will we believe the word of God, or will we believe the word of man? Will you stand with Christ, or will you fall before him in shame? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. That address again is www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.